Sure, you know, from Sukkot, Chavay, Tishrei, Tevshin, Nimel, October 4th, 1980, and Sunday.
But the Gemara, Tuna Rabbanah, Noach's Arba Condition, the Sikha Chagabi, the very complicated union. Now, we mentioned a certain chat in the Ritva. Now, Gemara says that Voice of the Veya, So the Gemara says, "Um natzav in yedish misvas itzav alikis in dalad amis pshul. Pochas in dalad avamis kshel. Let the alocha yom dif nakum. My komash melom the alimon dif nakum. You know it. Bayim she mitvas misicha chalgabo in yedish nakis in misicha dalad amis pshul. Ha pochas mitam kshelo. So it's a mishnah. Why does the Gemara have to tell us that? Why does the Gemara have to tell us that? So the Gemara says, "Mal b'tein also the chazan edeshem, avoch chazan edeshem, but in the law, komashim." If the Gemara didn't let us know this thing, I would say the whole avoch adifna kumo is only shaya, where the deifer in its place is always a deifer. Let's say by shem yipchas v'sichah chagav. So in other words, by shem yipchas, so he removed the seal, but one portion next to, adjacent to the wall, remain. So that wall is adapted as a deepened posuk. Except that there is a tikkun. So there we apply the aloha of the vacuum. Mashinkim here, where the deepened is more than chop aloha. So in its own place, it's not adapted, it's not whole as a deepened. It's not whole as a deepened. So the melee, in such a case, we wouldn't say Deif Nakumo. We wouldn't say Deif Nakumo. Komashlo, that even in the case where the Deif in its place is not adapted as a Deif in Pasuke, so we still apply the aloche of Deif Nakumo. That's one thing. Then the Gemara says, Hoysot Goyo, the next aloche. Hoysot Goyo Michop Amo, Umbono Itztabo. The Mtsioso, in Yeshis Vasit Stavo, the date when Abamis the Horuach, the Ruach, is Psuo, Pochas and Abamis Cheo, Michael Marshall Abin de Vakume, Hanha, Mao became the Dick Nakura Hassan Rimon, Abu Koruach, the Ruach Roy, Komashno. So that's the second thing. In other words, the second thing I say is that we apply the Loch of Dick Nakuro, not only in respect to one date. In respect to all the three tvaris, we apply the aloche of Devna. So the ritual raises the question, why was it necessary for the Gemara to mention this point? Or in the age of Mishpasit Sabo, we live in Abanis, or Ruach, Ruach, Tzulom, to advise us that we apply the aloche of Devna Kumo in respect to every Ruach. After all, the Mishnah says, by Yishen Mitchas, Vishich Chalgabo. So Rashi explains that, in the Mishnah, what did Bayi Shem Nifchas Vishachal Gabo? That it was Nifchas in the middle of the Bayis. Let's say, suppose it was Nifchas. We have here, how many divisions? Four divisions, four sections. So Rashi says that in the middle, the two middle sections were taken off in the Putzcha. So then, from here to this wall, there is less than our numbers. From here to this wall, there is less than Daladamis. From here to this wall, there is less than Daladamis, so it's kosher. So the Mishneh mentions the halacha of David Akumon in respect to all the tvaris. So why was it necessary for the Gemara to say this problem? That's the Tavitra's kasha. So we said last time that actually it's no kasha, because through that Rashi explains the Mishneh, that it means it was Nifras in the middle of the bias, in the middle of the cell. That's because Rashi is aware of the Maskot of this Gemara. So he explains the Mishnah that even if it was Nifras Lebedo, but the Mishnah doesn't say Baishen Nifras Be'emza Misichal Gavo. So we could say that the Mishnah is reference to the case where it was not Nifras Be'emza, when it was Nifras Be'atzad, adjacent to one Keitzel. And only Ligabe one day when we say Dave Nakumo, not Ligabe all the Tvanis. And that's the most natural terrors that we can say. But apparently, the Ritva doesn't like this terrors. Why? Because since the Mishnah says, Baishe Nifras, it doesn't say, Baishe Nifras Natsat, Somuch Leis a David, with David Echot. It says stand by Ishen Nifras Visichal Gavo. So it's much more so the plain connotation of that expression by Ishen Nifras Visichal Gavo means that it was Nifras Berza. Nifras Berza. So the Mishneh spells out this thing of Nifras Kumo Nidabi Omu Tvanis. So why does the Gemara say that it was necessary for the Gemara to mention this Bobe in order to advise us that the Halacha of Dave Nakuma applies to all the families, not just to one David. So the Ritva says that the Pshat Ilana, the Mishnah spells it out that the Aloha of Dave Nakuma applies to all the families, not just one David. But the Mishnah has reference to a case where the David in its place is adapted as a David for itself. Is adapted, is wrote as a David. Is wrote as a David. So the first Slicha said, Gemara said that perhaps where the David in its place, he is not adapted, then we don't apply the Aloha of David Nakuma altogether. So that's why it was necessary for the Gemara to mention the previous book, in other words, Hoitso Loyo, in Nazar, in which he says he's stubborn, he takes on our damas, true, pocket our damas, jail. Then the Gemara asks, why is it necessary to mention the other book? In other words, one who is stubborn, and to also in which he's stubborn, they will have also go work, they work, true. So the Gemara says, my detail, they can not come on the Ruach HaChasam Rino. Even though the Deifen in its place is not adapted as a Deifen of Misuki, where in addition it's not adapted in its place as a Deifen of Misuki, then we don't apply the Aloha. In other words, how do we know that we apply the Aloha of Deifen Akubo even when it's double-raised? When there are two factors raised. One, that the Deifen in its place is not adapted as a Deifen of Sukkot, and two, that we have to apply the whole world. So first, the Gemara has mentioned it, that the Gemara has to advise us that even in respect to one tzad, we apply the halacha of Deifen Akumo when the Deifen is not adapted as a Deifen. Then the other thing is that we apply the aloha of Deifen Akumo lichol ruach, even when each Deifen is not always a Deifen in its place. So this is how it works. As a matter of fact, at that time, before Sukkot, so I did not take notice that the Maram here and the Gemara raised the same question on the Gemara. And he gives both the mitzvah. And if you turn to the Ram, you'll see. Malbetein, Deif Nakum. Usually the Ram explains rational cases. The Ram usually does not explain Gemaras. But sometimes the Ram explains Gemaras, independent of rational cases. So the first Ram is not that one. Now the Maram did not have the Ritva, but he had the same kasha. The Yishleima, the Shana Loche, the Chazir in David, we have a million David Akuma Lechogwa. So the first Teretz of Maram is like the Teretz of David. And then the second Teretz is what we said. That I mean that that it's no kasha that it was kasha. Roy Geshmana, the whole Pino Shabashi, she lived as the Emsa, Hanu the Emes, the Shabino Noch, the Ashmir Noch, the Abu Dinfakum and Hohua. Aber wie war der Schmier noch in der Witzstabe? Und in dem Forschen, in dem Bein, schon nicht was, was auch immer, schon nicht was mehr zahlt, wie ruhig in der Zeit. Wir haben nur die Wartung, die nicht mit der Welt. Aber das, das ist ein simple Terrence. But the first Terrence, the same Terrence as the people. And at that time we said, because it was getting late, that we can discuss it now. I mean, what's the chat? What's the chat in the Terrence of the people? Monefshah. If each one by itself is knows. Because now the fact that we have to apply the Takuma to every day, and not just one day, then is no reason. Because that's an issue for Ashes, Baishanitras. And the Pashtos of Baishanitras means that. And the fact that the day, that one day is not low as a day, is no reason either. That is mentioned by the previous book. In the Gemara. So why should the two things be a chisor? Why should the two things be a chisor? What is the Tavu Reyes here? Aloch of Tavu Reyes. That we have by Trimbus, we have Aloch of Tavu Reyes. So here also, I mean, well, if each one, the question is this, that it's Aloch of Mishim Sinai, then that comes Aloch of Mishim Sinai. So does the Aloch of Mishim Sinai apply to a David? That in its place it's not always a David. Yes, that's mentioned in the previous book. Does the Aloch of David Nakum, the Aloch of Mishim Sinai David Nakum apply to all families? Yes, that's mentioned in the Mishnah. So even when they have both together, so the Aloch of David Nakum should apply. What's the Pshat? I mean, just say Tavre Reyeset. I mean, if each one by itself is no Chisor, so why should the two factors together constitute a miakim in the application of the halacha of Vietnam. Now, last time we went over the Ram and the Ritvo, and they both mentioned in the name of Rashi that the Pshat in Vietnam is that we imagine, as if the Deifen in its place has been moved over to the Shah. Let's say the case of Baishan. So let's say you have a bias, and then you remove the two little sections of the schach. But then there is between this date and this wall and the beginning of the schach, there intervenes a section of the sill. So it seems from the distance from the wall to the beginning of the schach is less than al damer. So we say divrakoba. So the Ritvo and the Ram, they say the name of Rashi, and in our Rashi, it doesn't start mentioned, but the contrary. In our Rashi mentions our Rashi, that Yutes mentions, that Yutzai mentions just the reverse. But apparently they had a different years in Rashi. The Ritvo and the Ram, they had a different years in Rashi. Maybe they had the one Madure of Rashi, because Rashi wrote more than one Madure. And one Madure Rashi explained that way, and then another Madure he was crazy. But anyway, this is how the Ritva and the Ram mentioned the name of Rashi, that the Pshat in David Akubo is that we imagine that this wall, which is situated over there, is moved over to the point where the Schar begins. And the Mele, here too, in the case where it is Gvea Meskemamo, Ubonobo Itzkabo, so it is moved over to the point above the Spaso Itzkabo. It is moved over. That he mentioned, the Ritvo and the Ram, they mentioned it in the name of Rashi. And in Melech, they say, in the name of Rashi, the Ritvo and the Ram, that in the case of Yisov Goyo, Vichop Amo, and then you build an Itzkabo. We do this double, let's say, from here, from this floor, till the schach is more than chopam. So included the tzav of, let's say, this table is the tzav. From the surface of the table to the tzav is not more than chofamu, it's less than chofamu. So, but the David is over there, so we consider it according to the Rashi, the Ritvo and Ram side, so we consider as if that Ketzel has been moved over to here. So then, if it is moved over, suppose it had been moved over, miraculously, the David just moved over by itself. So then you have to start counting from the surface of the Tzavo up to the Tzavo, and that's less than chofamu. So the Ritvo and the Ram say that according to Rashi, we mentioned it in the name of Rashi, so then it would be kosher, and one would be able to sleep in this portion of the Sukkah that is beyond the Itzdah, that is beyond the Itzdah. But however, the Ritvo points out that only in this case, where there is Tzchach kosher, but even beyond the Itzdah, so there is Tzchach kosher, but beyond the Itzdah it's Lailam Chol. So Memele, by applying the Aloha, Dev Nakubo, so we imagine as if the Ketzel had been moved over from here to here, so Memele, the Ketzel is standing right now here, from here till the Tzchach, it's less than Chofamo. So Memele, one can sleep here too. Masha'inke in the Mishneh of Baishe Nifras, V'sichach Haldabo, let's say, they removed these two middle sections of the ceiling, and what he left, this section of the ceiling intact. So then, even though according to Rashi, quoted, so we imagine that this wall is moved over to the point where the Tzchach begins, but then one will not be able to sleep beyond, let's say here. Why? Because he'll be sleeping on the Tzchach post. In the case of Yisrael the boy, Lemayon Chol, where the Tzchach is not Tzchach post, but it's Lemayon Chol. It's Lemayon Chol. So then, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Pshat in the Nakumo is that we imagine that the Deifel is moved over to the Tzchach. So here, let's say it's moved over to the point where the Tzavo is. So in the Mele, there is Tzchach. So anyone who will sleep there will be kind of Mitzvah. But in the case of the Mishneh, Baish and Nifras, so even according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Pshat in the Nakumo is that we imagine, we consider the Deifel moved over to the place where there is Tzchach, but one cannot sleep here because he'll be sleeping on the Tzchach post. In other words, the question is, but why in our case, or for instance, we have Mesamamo, and then he built, in the middle he built an Itzabo, so then the Ritva says that according to Rashi he will be able to sleep. So the answer is because Rashi says in this case where he builds an Itzabo, so not only on top of the Itzabo is kosher, even beyond the Itzabo is kosher, because of the Aloche of Psal Hayetze in Asuke Midin Kisuki. At that point there is also a Makleges. So what Rashi Shiti is, that where the original psul of the Sukkah consisted in the fact that it was Lemayro, the Tzchach was Lemayro Mechok, and then we are marshal a certain portion, a certain zone in the Sukkah, because the zone represented, constituted by the Tzavo, so then even the zone, the portion of the Sukkah that is chutz of the Tzavo is also kosher. On the basis of the aloha of Salayetz in Asuki. Sansuke. Some melee, the Ritva says, call it Rashi. So it's kosher, you can sleep even beyond itself. But in the case of the Mishneh, Baish and Nifras, so then it's not shayach to say, Salayetz in Asuke. When do we apply the aloha of Salayetz in Asuke? Only if there is that. Because only with Kirtis, in the Gemara that you test, of Psala Yitzin Asuki. So Gemara has a number of Ikimites. Psala Yitzin Asuki in Kisuki. So my Psala Yitzin Asuki, Loma Lule Karma Yitzin Asuki Asuki. Vobi Shibi and Shom Yishman is Vike. Vobi Yino Hach Asuki in Vike. Vobi Yino Tzimtza Vobi Mechamsa Vike. Then, Rav Mani Slavta Vayi Hoka Yitzin Asuki. Umashka Vahazel Chodem Yitzin Asuki. Malachim always be asher sukkah komashu. So again, there is time. Rather, Rachon or Rabbich Tisles, Bishop of Tilson, the Hamson, the Hamson, the Tilson, Malachim, the Tilson, the Hamson, 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 the that if there is a portion of the sukkah that is beyond the sukkah, and there we don't even have sark, we have a ceiling, so there we don't apply the aloha of psalalit masukkah. So this is what the Ritva mentions in the name of Rashi. But that's not our Rashi, but that's the Rashi that the Ritva mentions. And they say that in this case, according to Rashi's explanation of Deitre Nakumo, that we consider the Deitre as being pushed over to the Sahar, so Mele, in our case, he'll be able to sleep there. He'll be able to sleep there. Masha'im came, but then the Ritva himself and the Rav, they both say that this is not a pshat in Deitre Nakumo. Because if the pshat in Deitre Nakumo had been that where it's less the Sahar Kosov, the ceiling, let's say, the Sahar Kosov, is less than the darkness from the wall, so then we consider as if the Geisa is pushed over to the beginning of the Sechah, even though between the beginning of the Sechah and the Geisa there is Sechah Kosel, there is a ceiling intervening. So the Haskamo Bechamo that we should apply that aloche when between the beginning of the Sechah and the Geisa there is just Avir. So we certainly should apply the aloche of the Nakomo, and the Mishnah says in so many words that when we apply the aloha of the Nakomo only if, let's say, here we have Sach Posa, so then we apply the aloha of the Nakomo. But if here we have Avi, and then, and let's say less than Dalet Amis average between the Kesel and the beginning of the Sechah, then we don't apply the aloha of the Nakomo. They are only if the Sechah is less than 3 tvachim from the Kesel, then it's alright. But if it's 3 tvachim or more, even though it's less than the Ladames, we don't apply the aloha of the Nakumo. So the Ritva and the Rav say, if the pshat of the Nakumo is that the aloha of Mishneh Sinai declares that we consider the Deitre as being pushed over, so it's there is more of a reason to consider the case of pushed over when there is empty space than in the case where there is Sechach Kosel or a ceiling in the room. So if we apply the aloha that we consider the case of being pushed over in spite of the fact that there is a ceiling intervening, Allah has come to have that we should consider the case of pushed over when there is just empty space and it's so easy to push over. It's relatively easy to push over. One second. It's relatively easy to push over the case. So the Melech, the Ritva rejects the Ritva and the Rav because of that kasha. They reject the alleged shita of Rashi that the pshat in Deitre Nakumo is that we consider the Kesel as being moved on. So what's the pshat in Deitre Nakumo? The pshat in Deitre Nakumo is that we consider the Sechach Kosel as an extension of the Deitre. In other words, a Deitre can be kuke too. There is no aloha that the Deitre of the Sukkah has to be erect, straight. It can be kuke too. Let's say, suppose the Deitre is like this. So it's also Pasha. So the Melee, in the case where he had Sechach Kosel, and then the Sechach Kosel begins here, and it's less than Dalet Amis, between this point and this point, so we consider this not as a God, but we consider it as an extension of the day. Suppose it had been like this. But instead of being like this, it's like this. So that's the Aloha of Mishneh Sinai, that we consider even though the Mitzias, it's not an extension of the Deitre. If it had been like this, then the Mitzias, it's an extension of the Deitre. But if it's like this, so this is a dark, you see. So it's in a different direction. This is in a vertical direction, and this is in a horizontal direction. So that's the aloha. If it's less than the aloha from the Sechach, so we consider it as if it had been like this, as an extension. So he couldn't sit. He couldn't sit if we consider it as part of the day plan, so he couldn't sleep there, because he's not sleeping under the Sechach. In order to be Mikayim Tzuke, he has to sleep, he has to eat under the Sechach. This is the issue. Now, perhaps it's possible to explain this ritual, the other ritual. And then they say, see, though the ritual rejects the alleged Shita of Rashi. But, so Alimedes, he rejects that Shita of Rashi. But perhaps in the Havanin of the Imore, the ritual could apply this oneness of Deif Nakumo that we consider the Deifen as being moved over to Mishra. So here I describe it. The ritual says, that when the Gemara says, Malu teim, if nakumo mu vahachas amrim, avokom huach loi, komash moroni. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying one of this, that we know, even without this, the extra body, the extra body of the extra body of negation spas it's double in David, Abraham is a Kogua, Kogua, Sula Pokas, and Abraham is Kheo, we would know that one, that two races are not miyaking the application of David. In other words, that the race of the David in its place not being Chosen David in itself is not miyaking, does not preclude that the application of the Aloha of Deif Nakumo, and then the fact that we have to apply Deif Nakumo to all the mitzvahs does not preclude the application of Deif Nakumo. But I could say that when we have both factors together, both races together, then the application of Deif Nakumo is preclude. So the question is why? If each factor by itself does not preclude the application of Deif Nakumo, why should the combination of both factors together preclude the application of Deif Nakumo? That we have to say. Now, if we say that, in other words, at first the Gemara said, in the first verse, the Gemara said that without this Gemara of Bomo Yitzhabo, I would say that the whole halacha of Deif Nakumo is only shayach where the Deif is whole in its place, is kosher in its place. But when the Deif in its place is not adapted for suke, then we don't apply the halacha of Deif Nakumo. There is such a thing. Now that is shayach. That svore would be shayach if the pshat in Deif Nakumo, is that we consider the deifen being pushed over. So maybe we could say, if we say that the pshat in deifen akumo is, we consider the deifen being pushed over, so when can we consider the deifen being pushed over if the deifen in its place is kosher? In its place is kosher, as a deifen. So then, but there is a certain kisong in the suki, because a certain kisong in the suki is the mayonchon. So since that, I mean, certain kisong the suke, not the malachon, because it's not magia to the sky, there is a ceiling intervening. So then we say, Deif Nakumo, since the Deif then is low as a Deif, and the kisong is that it's not so much the sky, because there is this section of the ceiling intervening between the sky and the Deif. So that's the aloha of Deif Nakumo, that we consider this deifen being pushed over. Mashein came where it's from my law, Yehov. So the deifen in its place is not kosher as a deifen. So in many ways, we can't apply the aloha of Deif Nakumo. Mashein came, if we were to assume that the pshat in Deif Nakumo is that the gang, the srach, a portion of the srach, is considered like an extension of the deifen, as if the deifen had been like this. So then, what difference does it make? Whether the deifen in its place is raw as a deifen or is not raw as a deifen. If the pshat in Deif Nakumo is that the deifen is considered, is imagined, being pushed over, so it has to be a good deifen in order to apply the aloha of Deif Nakumo. But in the pshat in Deif Nakumo is that we don't consider the srach posel as srach, we consider it as an extension of the David. So what significance is the fact that in its place it's not always a David? In its place it's not always a David if we want to consider just this is the David, but we are not considering just this is so. But the Pshat is not who he is, that we consider the Schach as an extension of the Neifen, essentially the Neifen, that's our limits. But if not for all these members of the Gemara, then I could say, I could make a mistake, and I could say, too, that there is a Mishneh that is expressive of this concept of Neifen Akumo. But the Pshat in that Mishneh is that why is there such a concept of Neifen Akumo? Because we consider the Neifen being pushed over. So if we consider the Neifen being pushed over, so maybe it's only Shayach if the Neifen in its place is good as a Neifen. But it's not in the right place. Because there is, it's not so much to the Schach, it's away from the Schach. So then we say, there is nothing wrong, there is no flaw in the Deifen per se. The only flaw is because it's not so much the Schach. We consider it, we imagine it as if it has been pushed on. Pushed on. Masha'im came, where it's a Bailo Mechotamo, so the Deifen in its place is not wrong for a Deifen. The Deifen in its place is not always a Deifen. If the Deifen in its place is not always a Deifen, so anyway, how can we don't say, so that the Halacha Mishnah doesn't apply to this case. We don't say we consider it pushed over, and then it will become always a Deifen. Because in its place, it's not always a Deifen, so anyway, we can say Deifen Akum. So Komash Malon, that even when the day, even in the case where the Deifen in its place is not always a Deifen, so it's still kosher. So we still apply the halacha of Deifen Akumo. Why? Because the halacha of Deifen Akumo is that we consider the schach as an extension of the Deifen. So maybe what do I care that this itself is not wrong as a Deifen? But this, that the Deifen doesn't end here. The Deifen consists of this and this. We consider it as if it had been put just like this. So maybe we apply the halacha of Deifen Akumo, even though in its place it's not good. Alright, then the Gemara has another question. Points of Goyo, the Chotamo. Upon which Tabo de Tioso, in which his vast is Tabo de Nabam, the Goyo, the Goyo, the Goyo, Pok has Nabam, the Shiro, Michael Marshall, the Deifen Akumo, and the Hara, Mal, the Tengu de Nabam, the Goyo, the Hara, Sam Dino, Abo Kogua, the Goyo, Loi, so commercial. So says because it's necessary for the Gemara to mention this Vobe in order to advise us that even when it's Tadorese, when the Deifen is not whole in its place, and we have to apply it to all the families, we still apply the law of Deifen. In other words, so when there is only one Reise, so then we know. Alright, but maybe when we have both factors combined, then we cannot apply the law of the Hakum. So what's the Pshat is? Monepshat, that was the Kasha. Monepshat. If each factor by itself is no Chisson, so why should the combination of two factors, each one in itself not being a Chisson, constitute the Chisson? So we could say that now the Gemara is saying, if the Gemara had not mentioned this other body, this extra body, of Reis of Boyer B'chot Amo, Ubon and Stavu Ben Tziyoso, that maybe there are two halachas of Deifen Akumo. There is one halacha of Deifen Akumo, where the Deifen is wrong by itself, when there is no flaw in the Deifen per se. And the Chisson is only because it's away from the Schach. So there is one halacha. There is one halacha of Deifen Akumo that we imagine the Deifen to be pushed over. And this halacha that we imagine the Deifen to be pushed over applies not only to one Deifen, can apply to all the tvaras. Because that halacha, if the Deifen has no flaw in per se, and the only chisson is because it's away from the schach. So we consider the Deifen as being moved over. I mean something like, let's say, that's a mechitza. That the mechitza that extends only up to here is imagined as if it extends indefinitely, up to the bottom. So here, there is one halacha of Deifen Akumo that where the data has no flaw in itself. No flaw in itself. But the only reason is it's away from the sun. So we say so that so we have to imagine as if the Deifen that is away from the Schach had been pushed over to the Schach. To the Schach. And that applies to all the planets. Then there is another halacha that even when the Deifen is playing is not whole per se. So maybe we couldn't apply the halacha of considering as a pushed over. But there is another halacha that we can consider the schach as an extension of the day. So that's the other halacha. In respect to the other halacha, so one could say that in respect to the other halacha, that we consider the schach as an extension of the day, then, even though it says it's not an extension of the day, then. It's not the Yinokum. Of course, the Yinokum is certainly kosher. There is no halacha that the Deifen of Isuke has to be in the right position. It can be crooked too, but it can be crooked as long as it's one direction, not if it consists of a vertical mechitze and then a horizontal mechitze. So the tzia is it's not the Deifen. So there's an extra halacha that this mechitze. In which the mechitza ends here, and then you have a horizontal direction, so it's considered like an extension. As an extension, at least, as if it had been a crooked mechitza like this. So we could say, the other halacha of the Nakumo, that we consider the Schach as an extension of the Deifen, maybe the other halacha only applies to one Deifen. Not all the planets. Why? And there is a swore, why we could say. Because after all, Taloche is Shtaike Hosom Shlishi Satu Tepach. So that means that in Sukkot Taloche is the two mechitzes have to be mechitzes mures, actual mechitzes. And not just little mechitzes, has to be actual mechitzes. The third mechitze does not have to be an actual mechitze. Even if it's just a tepach. So what is the pshat? So the pshat is that if we have two full mechitzes and one mechitze in one side, tefach, so then it's considered as if on the third side it's also all the way. So anyway, so we have our halachas in regard to one side, that even though we don't have an actual full mechitze. So Al-Putin is considered as if it had been a full mechitze. So there is another halacha, that if we have two mechitzes mures without recourse to a halacha of Deif Nakuma, and then one mechitze, so we have to have recourse to the halacha of Deif Nakuma, in other words, to imagine as if it had been crooked. So then we say the Nakumo, Mashainke, in respect to all the three mechitzes that we should imagine as if they had been crooked, that we don't say. So anyway, this is what the Mora says. Mali tell me the Nakumo to work as a Tino. I will go work the work loy. In other words, that actually the Aloha mission is Sinai implies 2 hours. One thing is that we consider the Deifen as being pushed over. But that is only Shayach. That in Shayach the Deifen has no flaw in itself, per se. And that halacha applies to all the planets. It's only a question of pushing it over. Because the Deifen per se has no flaw, has no chesed in its place. And then we have another din of Deifen Akumo, that we consider the Schach as an extension of the Deifen. And that halacha is applies only to the third Deifen if we have two Tfanis Mures. So Memele, in the case of Ois of Goyo Mechotamo, Ubono Itztago Bilenzioso, so then neither Aloha of Deifen Akumo could apply. So then it would be possible, Komashmeron, that it's kosher in that case. Why? There are no two Alohas, there is only one Aloha, and the Aloha is that they do nakumo is considered as nakumo because the schach is regarded as being an extension of the David, and this aloche applies to all the three families, not just one. That's the way we could explain it. Now, the next one. Hoysop Kusom Yutvachim, we already learned this Gemara. Hoysop Kusom Yutvachim, now something else. In this Gemara, So, the question is this. Now, so we could say that when we apply the aloha of Deif Nakumo, only when the Deif in its place is Chozer Deif. But if the Deif in its place is not kosher as Deif for Isuke, we don't apply the aloha of Deif Nakumo. I mean, there's not. But that would be all right if in its place it's possible on the score of the Chisok in the Deif. But if we are going to say, so, Bishwa, you may call it to Rode, that the reason is why Sukkot Lemailah Mechof is possible is because it is such a height that it requires a Diras Keva foundation. So, mainly the Chisoni is in the David. The Chisoni is in the David, not in the Schach. So, mainly we understand. But according to Rabbi, and according to Rab Zeire, so why is the Sukkot Lemailah Mechof possible? Because of the flaw in the Deif per se. According to Rabbi, so the Sukkot Lemailah Mechof is possible because of the flaw in the Deif per se. Because he says, Ad hoc amod odom eise divos eite vasare, ki obid leite vaskva, nami nofi, lemailo michop amod odom eise divos eite vaskva, ki obid leite vasare, nami nofi. In other words, especially according to Rashi's chat, we explained it that time. In other words, that it's a special verse that the Yisaitis, in other words, it has, in other words, because if it's a mile and a half, so then it is possible. Why? Because then it requires, the families require a stable foundation, and it couldn't stand with an unstable foundation. With an unstable foundation, it couldn't even last for 7 days. And with a stable foundation, it can last even for 5 years or 10 years. So the chesed is in the height of the sukkah, according to Rashi. We explained it, that according to Rashi, it's a special tzakosuk that applies to the height of the suki. So it's Rashi says, Ades umamo domo meise shafu domo, the mother yidu bichol keva ave, vahu losa kitevo, vahu kocho chlo ikpilo keva lage, lo shem shio, lo sis bichol shio pikevo, shetim yichelo lami da ulu bisei nisar. We said, according to Texas, it's another shafu. But according to Rashi, the psalm is in the Geva. In the game. So the male, so according to Rabbi, we understand. So we could say that when we apply the aloha of Deife Nakumo, only when the Deife is placed, is wrong as a baby. Mashiach, let's say, by Shemitas. So the Deife is alright, but the Deife is not Mota Chotamo, the Deife is Tenam. But it's not Shemuch Mishra. So there is no flaw in the day per se. So Bashainkin here where the day fair has a song in itself as a day fair. So Bishwa in the contour of the contrast chart, we understand very well. But according to Rabbi, so what's the song? The chisong, even when the deifen is in Mar Chov, the chisong is not in the deifen per se. The chisong is because he cannot readily take notice of his heart unless he raises his eyes like this. But if he doesn't raise his eyes, and if he keeps his eyes in the natural position, he will not even know this is hard. So the chisom is in the schach, not in the deifen. And then the contrast is even true. according to Rav Zeira, true. So what is the chisom? Because if it's a malo mechot, so then he's not eating bitzel schach, or bitzel tlamitz, or bitzel tlamitz. So the chisom is not in the data. In other words, that the tzel schach is lacking. So the chisom is the schach, not in the tlamitz. So how is the Gemara saying? Alright, so the ritual itself says something. Now, first if you have the ritual, we מאלתם חוב וואס 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 ווי נו ווינט וואס באיי שני פאס חוב וואס וואס די נפרדם צמאש די שומע לא רקא מאלתם חוב וואס 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 ווי נו זוי חאב די די נאכש בדי אקומ זאק נו וואס האט מאש גון איך די חאז די פן אבער די פאקומ חוב וואס וואס די ניר אין דוגן די הוב איז יא פאמעלס מאגיע מסחה די לוי די שאלט מיר די פאקומ נאר מיטאל די פאמעלס I mean, that story in the Machlokes between the Ritvo and the alleged sheet of Rashi. Because, you see, according to the alleged sheet of Rashi, the Rashi that the Ritvo mentioned, not the Rashi nowadays. So, the Pshat in the Nakumo is that we imagine that the Ritvo has been pushed over. According to the Ritvo, and most of them, so the Pshat in the Nakumo is that we consider the Schach or the ceiling, I mean, as an extension of the day. Now, so the ritual is just now the law is that even if Tfan is not Magia Mishrach, so still it's kosher. Why? Because we say good ask. In other words, suppose you have a content for him and the Schach you place here. So then it's still kosher, even though there is Avia. Why? Because we say good ask the Chitzteh, so in Meile, even though actually it does not extend to the Schach, but we imagine the Keitzel to extend up to the Schach. So the general rule is that it's not necessary that the Schach should be placed directly on top of the Keitzel. As long as it's Mechuven, connected to the Keitzel, even though there is Avia separating, and there is a different of 10 Tochim, so it's alright. So it's alright. So he says, but we couldn't apply the aloche of Deifen Akum. In other words, suppose the case of the bias is here. The case of the bias is here. And then there is Avia. And then upon you have condition, you have pillars, and the ceiling is placed upon the condition. But a substantial portion is open space. In other words, you have the ceiling here. Here is the case. Here is the case of Abayas. And then you have Abi. And then you have some porches that are constructed that way. So, and then you have the ceiling. You have the ceiling. And then your mattress, the emtza, you took off the ceiling. And then, but, and so you took off the ceiling, and here you put the schach. But from here till here, it's less. Let's say from here to here, it's less than our balance. So then we don't say Deif Nakum. Now, according to the alleged sheet of Rashi, we should say Deif Nakum. Because the pshat in Deif Nakum is that we consider the case has been pushed over. So why shouldn't we consider the case as being pushed over this way? But according to the Ritvo, that the pshat in Deif Nakumo is that we consider the ceiling as an extension. So it's not chayach here if it's not Magia Mishrach. This is what he said. He said, we merely dwelling the whole shat on its Magia Mishrach. The only shayach on Eva Deif Nakumo, mitai with the parish. Miktayim v'vavish. Alright. V'chim di pasmiru lo kishir l'mayo nesli. עד שלמתנו והצטעדק, שמעינו בהוד לא יקרה. So he says, from this, Gemore is a riot that we pass like hot, not like fire. Because the Gemore mentions here, that in Yeish is passed double, Yeish is double, Yeish is two. Poches Na'abam is a shame. Now, according, so that whole sukkah cannot accord with Rabbi. Because the Gemore that based on the base said that according to Rabbi, the whole psu of Memayo Mechor is only in the case Bishayim Tfanis Vagiyas Lishach. Abu Tfanis Vagiyas Lishach, then it's all the way. So no matter how high it is. So if the Tfanis reach to the Lishach, so then it's always shopping. So in other words, so now here the Gemore has reference to a case where it's more than our damas, because the Gemore mentions a distinction between the case where Yesh is fast established the case of our damas and the case where it's not. So the melee, because according to Rabbi, the whole aloha of the Bayon Chopam of Suo is only when Eitvan is Magyish Nisrach. And when Eitvan is Magyish Nisrach, how could the Gemara say that Boris Ma'abam is Shem? Or why? Because of the Nakumo. We don't say the Nakumo where it's not Magyish Nisrach. So obviously, so this Gemara could not accord with Rabbi. And then it could not accord with Rabbi either. It could not accord with Rabbi either. Because the Gemara says that according to Rav Zeire, so the whole halacha of Sukkah Lemayla Mechofi Suro applies only when it's not more than Dalamas. Or the area of the Sukkah is in the range between Zayin al Zayin and Dalamas. But if it's more than Dalamas, then there is Chak Sukkah. That's what Gemara says. So, Tuban Hosn Hodom Rabunam Rav Machlechit Bishenim Alav Amis Alav Amis. Aber wenn ich von diesem Mal war, ist aber amit. Auf ihr Meilen ist ein Mann, ob ich immer, ob ich mal nicht erzähle. Da haben wir schon zähl, wir kriegen die Revierke, die Ketzel Suke. Ich sage, Ketzel Suke. So, in other words, so, according to Rabzele, the whole Psul of Kofamo, the Meilen of Kofamo, is only Shaleh, when the Suke is not more than Dalai Dames or Dalai Dames. But if the Suke is more than Dalai Dames or Dalai Dames, then there is no Psul of the Meilen. Now, here the Gemore, Gemara discusses the case when the sukkah in its entirety is more than Daladamas. Because Gemara says, in Yeshu is fast established case of Daladamas, so, Pokhan Labam is Shema. So Gemara discusses the case where from the Schach, where from the Svasa in Stavo, to the case there is less than Daladamas, and the case where it's more than Daladamas. So obviously, the sukkah in its entirety is more than Daladamas. If the Sukkah is directly more than Daladamas, so then according to Rav Zeire, there is no psul of Memayo Mechof anyway. So the whole Gemara cannot accord either with Rav Zeire or with Rav Zeire, but it can accord only with Rav Zeire. This is what he says. We're reading the Rav Zeire, the Rav Zeire, the Rav Die Leute, wo ich einfach nehme, aber nicht nach Kuhn, mit einem Verrichten, wir kriegen die Pastille noch, ich schlumme eure Essen, hat sie in der Tello, wie ich sage, ich mache nur dort Leute gerade. Mir hat Kartello, ihr Fscher, die Asse, ich habe Seele. Nicht gerade die Korte, ich habe Seele, jeder. Die Meile, die Schenke, aber war war nichts, weil ihr Asse, die Pfiffes gerade kommen. Wir kriegen die Bonne, wo ich sage, wer so zuke, wie ich bei Kuhn, aber war nichts, aber in Dillo, war du auch ein Psyllo. Wie sehr gewohnt, so der Holt, die Morgen, kann auch nicht kommen, wie Gott, die Postel, die Cholampe. Afiu bitvani is magiyas lishach u bisukei telom. So in other words, so since the Ritva points out that this whole Gemara cannot be called with Rabbi, cannot be called with Rabbi and Rav Zeire, so in there there is no kashe that we raise. I mean, how does Gemara say, Mao de teni, hoso mu de chazer deven, aloha de chazer deven in Eloi, over there it's chazer deven. Why is it chazer deven? Because the chisom is not in the deven per se. The chisom is in the fact that it's not somach lishach. But here, the chisom is the deven. So according to Rabbi, the chisom is the deven. According to Rabbi, according to Rabbi, the chisom is not in the deven. Der Rizom ist eine Frage. Man geht auch an, wie die Morgen. Das macht die Kommen, die Frage, und dann sehen wir doch nicht, was es ist, anyway. So, nee, das ist noch krass. Alright, now the next thing. Häuser, Kusser, Minutwort. Die Rockart, wo, die die Laschlimmer, Lasso, in Jeschis, Fasch, Kakel, Kiesel, die muss Woche im Zug. Woche im, die schwäche Woche im Schäden. Woche im schwäche Woche im Schäden. Now let's see what Rasha says. Die Laschlimmer, Lasso, die nette da Gummo, und wenn sie Gummo herrscher, Suke, Beira, Gret. So Rasha mentions another thing, that the Gemara doesn't spell out. Rasha mentions. In other words, the Gemara says that he, the Suke originally, the very outset, was lower than 10 Tfachim height, in other words, from the ground of the Suke, up to the Srach, there was just 9 Tfachim. 9 Tfachim, let's say. Here is the ground of the Suke, and here is the Srach. 9 Tfachim, not 10 Tfachim. So it was, but then he made the kach in the middle, he did Lashim Lashom, and then the Kesel is 2 Tfachim away from the kach. So then by flying the Loch of Lobot, so it's considered that the Kesel is mamish near the kach, because of Lobot. So then it's kosher. So Asha mentions one prerequisite. When is it kosher? It's only kosher. It's only kosher. If in the gume itself you have the shetach, the minimum area of the suki, zayin or zayin tfachim. But suppose it is 6 derkak, the area in the derkak is only vobal vob, then it's possible. Now the two, 1 second. The Torah, the Siman Tov Chesh Lamed Gimel, Hoysho Memucho Meyud, V'chokat Bo Lashlimo Meyud, V'yeish Birkat Shio Hechsh Asu. In Eim, Birkat Bo Kinsel, Gimel Tvochim, is Gshero, V'seh Hakat. Yeish Bnei Gimel Tzuf. So, the Besiyoset mentions, in other words, so the Torah spells out the same prerequisite, the Rashi. The Gemara doesn't say it. So the Besiyoset says, how is it that Besiyoset doesn't say it, the Rashi says it? Apparently, we see that there were different Yosoyos in other Rashis, I mean, but in that Tzuki. So apparently, I mean, I don't know, why should we mention that the Ram says the same thing? And not Rashi at all. So this the Yosef says, because of the Ram, the whole induction of Yipoches Megimu, that get is a yeish b'chakat shiosu. He doesn't mention it in the name of Rashi. Apparently, he didn't have it in his deals. So, that get is a yeish b'chakat shiosu. Hola b'chalot. So he says, and he agrees with it, this Yosef, with what the Ram says in the Torah says. So, after Hoche, כל שאין נחקק שיעו הרשע סוכה פסור, וכל שאין בו חלל יוד, כי שיעו הרשע סוכה, הרו לא ידיר אסרוך, כי דאפינו מיוץ לידיר. So he agrees. He agrees with this deal of the Ram and the Tour, and which is also mentioned by Rashi, except that the Yosef doesn't mention it in the name of Rashi. But 1 second. No. But it's not such a good question. Now, the Meiri says the same thing. Hoysop Kusom Asho, Yichokad Boch Kat, Horom Lehachta Shuke, Kikin Shivo Al Shivo, Vein Svazach Kat, Yichuber, Yikesho Mishim Tzad, Vosu Tzor Shal Yehei, Yisvazach Kat, Yichol Gua, Yishlei Shavuch, Yishlei Shatvoch, Kin Lachshir and Kin Aswot. Alright. So he also mentions, that gave the Kat, itself, inside the Kat, there is the sufficient chiosu, zayin. Now then, that the woman gave out of this Sefer Hashem. It's not for our own secret, it's somebody else. So he says, Miu, the Chayim Kosaporo, but we want the Chayim Kosaporo, the Rav, who Balito, the Holy Shem. Miu, the Sefer Amichton, Kosap, the Shem, the Yeh Shemrim, the Chayim, the Hadepoches, the Dimu, some of the Deitem,